following dictation is on patient Turan Rabbani. Last name is R-A-B-B-A-N-I. First name is T-O-U-R-A-N. Date of service is May 22nd, 2012. Patient presented today reporting that she's been having dizziness, vertigo-like symptoms over the last 4 days. Patient reports this has been persistent over the last 4 days. Patient reports she almost had a fall but hasn't had a fall. Denies any blurred vision. Reports she had a mild headache over the last couple days, but mostly dizziness and vertigo-like symptoms. Denies any fever, denies any blurred vision, denies any syncopal episodes or palpitations. Patient reports that ears feel very stuffy, difficulty with hearing. She reports she's had ear lavage in the past where it's cleared this. She reports her ears feel like that again, with a lot of stiffy stuffiness in his ears. And she feels like her head is cloudy. Denies going in any water or swimming. Denies any noted discharge, just stuckness in the ears. In addition, patient reports he has had a lot of joint aches, stiffness in the joints, knees, fingers, difficulty with mobility, difficulty with activities of daily living, difficulty from getting up from chair, a lot of aching in the knees, throbbing in the knees. Patient reports the aching is worse towards the end of the day. Patient expresses concern about her forgetfulness. At times, she has skipped doses of her medication. Denies any nausea and vomiting. Denies any red or black stools. On exam, temperature is 98.2. Blood pressure is 98 over 60. Pulse is 86. Respiratory rate is 14. Weight is 120 pounds. Patient is alert. She's oriented to person. Flare or anterior. People are frequently active. Extra hormones are intact. Tympanic membranes initially are obstructed bilaterally by cerumen. A cerumen disimpaction is done via ear lavage bilaterally in both ears with significant amounts of cerumen in both ears. Post ear lavage bilaterally, the tympanic membranes appear clear. Next reveals no paraplegic JVD or anopathy. Lungs are clear. Heart rate is irregular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds are positive. Extremities. There's two plus edema, multiple varicose veins, joints, there's DIT changes, asymmetric knee changes, consistent with arthritis and degenerative joint disease. Chronic enough, two travel bones intact, motor exam is unremarkable. Patient is unable to remember apple, table, and penny at 3 minute intervals. She has a history of dementia. That's just the plan. Number one, arthritis. Number two, dizziness with vertigo. Number three, cerumen impaction. For the cerumen impaction, the ear lavage was done. Both ears in office and significant amounts of cerumen were disimpacted. Patient's ears appear to be clear, and patient reports her hearing is back to normal and baseline. At this time, we will use the Zithromax Z-Pack, take his breath in. As we might be concerned for otitis interna, we use it empirically. Patient is hesitant to take antibiotics. Pros and cons, we'll write out the prescription. Push fluids 50 ounces a day. For the arthritis, we use acetaminophen 500 milligrams. 2-12 hours TRN. Ambien 10 milligrams QHSPRN for insomnia may be used. The neurology evaluation is recommended for patients. Aricept 5 milligrams QHSPRN a day. And Namenda. After you'll use Aricept 10 milligrams a day. This time, continue. Patient's advice to see an ENT physician. Patient support historian. Further follow-up. Patient will follow up with me in one month. Time spent with patient is approximately 25 minutes end of the day.